So Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Rapha, for I am the Lord that healeth thee, is the compound name of God in this scriptures. You turn again to Exodus chapter 15. We're going to read the text. Never hurts to repeat the text. It's all the Word of God. And it builds us up in the most holy faith. We trust the Lord. His Word will not go forward, come back void. We're going to read verse 20 to 26 this morning. And Miriam, the prophetess, the sister of Aaron, took a timbrel in her hand, and all the women went out after her with timbrels and with dance. And Miriam answered them, saying, sing ye to the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously, the horse and his rider hath he thrown into the sea. And I would be singing and jumping too if I would experience a great miracle like that. So you can kind of imagine, they were happy, they were glorifying God. So Moses brought Israel from the Red Sea, and they went on into the wilderness, S-H-U-R, and they went 3 days in the wilderness and found no water. I really can't tell if they were without water for 3 days or they had water, and then when they were ran out, they didn't find any. So we'll leave that like that. Somebody can correct me later. But nevertheless, they found no water after those 3 days. And when they came to Marah, they could not drink of the waters of Marah, for they were bitter. Therefore, the name of it was called Marah. I can see the deliverance from Egypt. Think of it, just being in think of the as the Israelites. Well, let's read the rest of the text, and then we'll speak about it. The people murmured against Moses, saying, what shall we drink? And he cried unto the Lord, and the Lord showed him a tree, which when he had cast into the waters were made sweet. There he made for them a statute and an ordinance, and there he proved them. And he said, thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and will do that which is right in the sight, and will give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes. I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which I have brought upon the children, upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. And I'm going to paraphrase a little bit the deliverance from Egypt. You can imagine after these people being in Egypt, under bondage. Like I said last week, they knew they were the children of Israel. They did not know how to serve God. And I think of when we first get saved, Egypt is considered being like in sin. When we get delivered from sin through the saving power of our Lord Jesus Christ and by His shed blood, He shed in Calvary, we do a great rejoicing like Miriam here. And everything is great, and you can't wait to tell somebody, hey, I'm saved, I'm born again, or I found the Lord. I didn't find him, he found me, but that's what I used to say, I found the Lord. He found me, and then really life starts, reality faces you, because you're just a babe in Christ, and things don't, not everything is rosy and peachy, but trials come. These people saw the big victory, big deliverance in Egypt. They saw the protection of God, and now they experience also the divine guidance of God. But yet, when things got bitter in Marah, it's bitter things and experiences will also happen. Our study says that the design of our bitter experiences is to drive us closer to God or to God and to seek His will. And that is another experience. It is really, I thought about this before I move a little forward on Jehovah Rapha. I am the Lord that healeth thee, but as a new creation in God, you face a lot of obstacles also. Your friends still, you know, want to draw you back. The world wants to draw you back. And then when you find yourself by yourself, when you're not with the people of God, and you can easily be strayed away. So we still don't know how to call upon God. We still don't know which. I didn't know what to read. I remember I know where to go in the Bible, but I read whatever, wherever I opened the page. And eventually that helped too, because it is the Word of God, but I didn't know where to find the right scriptures or the Psalms, but God is faithful. But just as the people of Israel, they didn't know any better but to go to Moses, because they seen that Moses was the leader. We go to the pastor sometimes. We go to an older brother, somebody that would help us. And so we see the experience here, the divine providence of God through their leader Moses helping the people one more time. And we see here how they were also delivered, or the Lord blessed even at Marah again. I can't tell how much time they spend there or what. One thing we do know is that God made the bitter situation they were in, and the bitter waters a lot more sweeter, or sweet, it says they there. It says in when he said the waters were made sweet, and we see the promise of God that He will continue to bless us. As we continue speaking about this, John 16:13, I quoted in the first study, Jesus said, "These things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace." Underline that word, peace. "In this world you shall have tribulations." In the world, once we get to heaven, everything's going to be okay. There won't be no more tears there. There won't be no more trials. We'll be glorified as our Lord is glorified, or we'll be in a holy place. And He said, "You shall have tribulations, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." And if we can only believe that, if we can only have faith in those words while we're dealing with trials and tribulations, we would at least have peace to start with if we right. trust the Word of God. It is not easy to. It is more easier said than done to be of good cheer in a situation like that. I'll be honest with you that it's not easy to be a good cheer, but the Lord says we ought to be a good cheer. He has overcome the world, telling us that He is in control, sovereign of all things, and that He will bring it to pass. Psalm 107:4-6, we read that last week. I'm just going to quote you one of the verses. Every situation on the scriptures that we read on Psalm 107, you find the word "then." "Then they cried unto the Lord," and I underline "then" and "Lord," "and in their trouble He delivered them of their distress." Like the Lord said, troubles, tribulations will come. I forget what scripture it is. I think it's in Proverbs. It said that man is born into trouble as the sparks fly up in the up out of the fire. That's close. And He delivered them out of their distress, the scripture says. But we read that one last week. Let's trust on that scripture again and move to Psalm 103. Read two scriptures there. Psalm 103. It's also a beautiful chapter. And we're getting down to a little bit more into the healing part of the study. Psalm 103, I'm going to read from verse 1 through 4. It says, it's some exhortation to bless God for His mercy. I made a little note beside on our body, soul, and spirit. The psalmist David says in the Word of God, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, and healeth all thy diseases," or thy diseases, "who redeemeth thy life from destruction, and crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies." Before I started this study on Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Rapha, "for I am the Lord that healeth thee," I asked my pastor, I don't bother him too much because he's also a busy man. I am busy riding my golf cart at work around and singing psalms or hymns, trying to sell cars. That's work for me over there, but I spend a lot of time in the hot sun and in between cars, which is very hot, so, and around a lot of customers that sometimes drive me to the edge like Moses. Anyway, a little humor there, but I asked my pastor, is sin a disease? He said, you know, can I use the Lord healed diseases like the Lord healed our diseases? The Lord healed sin, like He healed our diseases, definitely is. And so here it is, the scripture says, "Who forgiveth all thy iniquities and healeth all the diseases." So a beautiful scripture there. What deliverance, what protection, what divine guidance, I wrote under here, and it is. And He's still doing it for us in these days we live in. And what divine providence we have in our God that cares for us day by day. God heals in many ways, is the other part of the study here. Not only does God heal in times of tribulation, but also as it pleases Him. So the Lord heals in many ways. also heals in times of physical sufferings. The scripture that I couldn't quote last week was, I think it's Colossians chapter 2, verse 9, which says, "In Him is the fullness of the Godhead bodily," speaking of Jesus Christ, the Godhead is in Him. So thinking on that note, we see here in the New Testament how our great physician, our Lord Jesus Christ, goes about not only preaching the gospel, but healing those that were suffering from physical infirmities. And I'm going to give you four examples. We can turn to Luke chapter 8, verse 26, and we see that Jesus healed a man who had an infirmity. Luke chapter 26, Jesus healed a man who had demons for a long time, and he was now he's in his right mind. So we see Luke chapter 8, verse 26. And it's talking about the demoniac at Gadara. And we see that this person was full. I'm going to paraphrase it. He was full of demons, and he confronted Jesus, knew who Jesus was. Nevertheless, the Lord stopped on his tracks and asked him, "What is thy name?" And he said, "My name is Legion, because many devils were entered into him. I believe it's still going on in this day. There's a lot of evil spirits in people. That's why we see things in the news that it's too early to bring this up, but we just saw a lady kill her own kid, left them in the park. So what drives people to do that? Evil spirits, I would believe, or something evil. But now so we see these men here having great, many legion of devils enter him. Our Lord rebuked them and sent them unto the pigs. And the Bible says in verse 35, then they went out to see that it had gone out of him. They went out to see what was done and came to Jesus and found the man out of whom the devil were departed, sitting at the feet of Jesus, clothed and in his right mind, and they were afraid. So this is what our Lord and Jesus Christ can do to me, to anyone that is in a state like that, and he'll get you back in the right mind and sitting back at the feet of Jesus, like Mary or Martha used to do. I forgot. I think it was Mary that was at the feet of Jesus. Correct me if that's not right. But we see that experience. Jesus healed the man with legion. John chapter 5, verse 5, Jesus healed a man who had an infirmity for 38 years. Imagine that. That person had been dealing with this situation. Doesn't say what condition without, but eventually for 38 years he had not been healed. The Lord Jesus Christ healed them with the words of his mouth, commanding him to stand up. And he did, and healed him. That's in John chapter 5, verse 5. I'm going to just read a scripture real quick. John chapter 5, verse 5. It says, and a certain man was there which had an infirmity 38 years, and the Lord told him, he said unto him, rise, take up thy bed, and walk. And we see that that he did, and the man was healed by the Lord Jesus Christ. In John chapter 9, we see that Jesus healed the blind man and was given sight. You know the story about that one. He made some, I think, spittle and mud, and he said, and Jesus passed by in chapter 9, verse 1. He said, and Jesus passed by and saw a man which was blind from his birth, and in verse 7 he said, and said unto him, the Lord said unto him, go wash in the pool of Siloam, which by the interpretation is sent. He went his way therefore and washed and came seeing. The scripture says that he was healed of his blindness. In all these places, God healed directly without any instruments used. But let us remember, if God chooses not to heal us, that we must accept what God said to Paul, my grace is sufficient for thee to bear it. And that's another hard thing to do, but it is, his grace is sufficient for all things, not only for an infirmity, as this was quoted from the scriptures where Paul says that he had a splinter in the flesh. What was it called?
Thorn.
Thorn in the flesh. I got one in my, in one of my fingers right now. We cut them prickly pears at home. We have some and eat them. And I got one of them in here also, and it bothers me. It's like, it's always there until it comes out. My grace is sufficient for thee, God said, and it is. In all situations, I know that the grace of God can give you strength. It is His supernatural power that we need daily for everything, I would say. We need His grace. Again, I believe also that God uses medicine. Today, in many cases, He uses instruments. And in the book of Exodus, God used a tree to make us, or to sweeten the bitter waters of Marah. So God can use anything that He disposes of or that He wants to use to heal. And we'll get a little bit deeper into that study there next week. God can use and does use human agencies such as doctors, pharmacies. I personally depend on that. I have been going through the same doctor for about since 2003, and she discovered a few things that was wrong. I had some eye surgeries a couple of times, and then she discovered that there was prostate cancer, and that helped me move forward and get the treatment, medicine, and here we stand again by the grace of God. Year by year, it's minus zero. So praise the Lord for that. Amen. We thank Him for providence on my health. And like I said, human agencies such as doctors, pharmacists, He may use these things or He may not. God is sovereign even in that, in all things. One scripture that I have here is 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 23. The Apostle Paul is speaking to Timothy. Chapter 5, verse 23. It says, drink no longer water, but use a little wine for thy stomach's sake and thine often infirmities. Now, a little wine means a little. I have to tell you this story, but this pastor, I sold the car. He went to the doctor. This is a true story. It's not a parable or anything. But he actually, I sold him a car, and he told me, Brother Frank, I went to the doctor, and he told me it was okay to drink. And I said, okay. And I said, what happened? He said, well, my cholesterol. He told him, Pastor Jackson, and his brother Roy Jackson and his other brother were with me, said, do you drink, Pastor? He said, oh, no, God forbid. He said, well, a little drink might help your cholesterol. And he said, really, doctor? He says, it would. He said, yeah, it would. He said, wow. He said, I have two boys here in Florida. That boy, I bet you won't find no cholesterol reading in them. And, you know, I can attest to that because I knew them both, and they love to outgo and drinking every day. So that's supposed to be a little humor, but it's a true story. But 1 Timothy chapter 5, a little wine, just a little, I guess it would soothe the stomach, and it's might have some medical, I would probably take something from Walmart and for it to suit my stomach, if something for indigestion or something. But Scripture says a little wine for Timothy here to heal his infirmities or help him along. With that, we will close the Sunday school lesson. We ask the Lord for the blessing on His Word this morning. We will continue next week on the end of this study, and then we will study on the healing of our souls. We'll finish up with that tomorrow, next week. May the Lord have blessing on the reading of His Word.